Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Limits Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Limits Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Marquee Center, 106 Connor Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net by 9 p.m. and still done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Apologize for not making the net last night. I tried to find a replacement while I was on the road, but nobody was on when I called out, so apologize for that again. Alright, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations we should check in? Are there any Echolink stations we should check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York via Echolink.
KD2FPM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, and I was going to say I was going to apologize for missing the net last night, but I had good reason myself, a good excuse. I was finishing up DJing at my college radio station for the alumni weekend down here at Oneonta State, and I was on 90.9 FM WONY, and really had a good show for 2 hours. So it was a good night for all, a great weekend, got to meet some old friends, people I haven't heard and seen in a long time. This is KD2FPM. I will send it back to Net.
All right, Kevin, well, it sounds like you had a good time, and always fun to get together with your old college friends, and I'm a bit overdue myself on that. I'll have to get on that soon myself. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there. It's good to hear from you again, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And to White Kill Gaming, Jeff.
WA to you. Good evening.
And 5AOW. Good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's three. And we'll start at the top here. With N2OIQ. Dan, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and John, my mind's flipped here. And anyway, that, good evening, everyone. And this is N2OIQ, and also Bob, I'm sorry, there we go. Too much going on right now. We got one here a few minutes ago. We had a fire council meeting tonight down the fire hall, and that went quite fast, which is all right. Not a whole lot to talk about. What we do have to talk about, we got right to the point, and we weren't there very long. Anyways, over the weekend we had a clam bake Saturday down at Fire Hall in Glenville. That went all really well. And everybody had enough to eat, enough to drink, and a lot of clams. So it was good. And last night off, I would have been around Jeff. I would have picked it up. I wasn't here either. So, anyways. And anyways, tomorrow night, we got a Lewis County Fire Police Association meeting up at Kunstville Fire Hall. So, anyways, said the week, but anyway. Dan Feldman's banquet coming up this coming Saturday night down here at the Glumfield Playhouse. So that'd be a good time by all. And good food and good everything. So a lot of awards to be given out, and so that'd be great. Anyways, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening, and we'll talk to you all later. And 201 is here.
All right. Well, sounds like you had a good time, and always on the go over there you are, Dan. That's a good thing. All right. Well, thanks for checking in there. And, yeah, I got running yesterday, and, at the end of the day, I was, we were supposed to whip together something up here for dinner with the kids and everything, and just ran out of time and energy, so we just decided to go out and get something to eat as a family, and kind of late, but it was worth it. And so sometimes you got to miss things like the net for things like that. Anyways, all right, guys, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. All right, WA2U, John, good evening. How are things going up there with the new wood splitter I hope you got, or you're getting? And what else is going on?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff, WA2U, and Dan, who's busy, and Bob, and Kevin from Oneonta, and maybe we'll have some other people checking. We had a good day out there. We got the new wood splitter, well, it's our first wood splitter on Friday. People from Hudson Forest delivered it. And did a quick go through on that, and then Saturday I did some splitting, nothing on Sunday, but today I got out there and moved some of the great big blocks around, and Kathy likes to put some of the wood on a dolly, but some of these are really, I had them stacked up pretty high, but we'll have a different method in doing that, so got them all on the one level, and they're on pallets, so wheeled a bunch of them over today, but well, I'm spoiled, you know, my father would have loved to have had something when he used to do the wood. He used to make these things, and now you go out and you turn a key, and it starts up. It's got enough power. It's a 14 horsepower Subaru motor, and it's got a four-way or two-way. All I have to do is lift off the piece, and it makes it a two-way, and just roll the logs over. I didn't have to pick them up. It just picks them up and puts them in a tray, and we went up a notch from the consumer to the commercial level, so... Boy, I had some pieces on there today. Boy, they were 23 inches in diameter and about 22 inches in length, and it went through them. So we got a system. I split it and bring the big pieces over. Kathy puts them in a wheelbarrow and piles them up. So, and we're still burning wood. So I think it's an all-year project. Burn the wood in the... Well, I don't know how long. I guess we... This is the real art, you know. You got to get the wood going, but not enough to roast you out of the house, and then you're getting for ready for round two. So I've been enjoying that, and we got a tarp to cover it up, a nice canvas tarp. We found a place and ordered that, and I put the anti-theft thing on the front of the tongue. Although I can take that all off, but don't have to worry about someone towing it away. So I wonder how your weekend went. You'll have to let us know with the stove. I know that's quite the project, and hopefully it performed the way you wanted it to, and we all learn about our stoves. It takes a while, I guess, all the little nuances. WATU, back to them.
All right, John, yeah, the wood splitting is definitely sounds easier the way you're doing it, that's for sure. I wish I had something like that up in camp, boy. That'd be nice. But, yeah, we had the wood stove going there this weekend, and it got down to about 20 outside, so it was I wouldn't say the perfect test, but it was a pretty good test, and first night I didn't have the damper down enough. It burnt out probably about 7 hours. The second night I turned it down more, and it went for about 10 hours before it burned out. Well, not burned out, just, it was down to cold. It was still putting off some heat, but at that point, it was in the morning. It was about... I don't know, about 8:30, I think, there on a Saturday morning. It was really starting to warm up quick outside, so no point in adding any more wood to it. And I really got to get in there in time and sit down with a few nights in a row and tinker with it, and I think I can probably get it for 12, maybe even 14 hours, depending on the wood. So let's see. All I know is at one point there on Sunday morning there, about 4 in the morning, I got up and it felt like summertime. I had to go outside for a minute and cool off. It was a bit warm. Well, like I said, it's going to be, like you said before, there's going to be a little bit of messing around to get used to it. So. All right, John, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, and John, Dan, and Kevin. Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, I'm sure you'll be liking that, getting back to golf. Wednesday looks like it's going to be a nice day, too, maybe up in the 70s. We'll see. A lot of that is variable. Anyway. All right, well, good luck with the cart. I know how frustrating those things can be, believe me. Hopefully you'll get it all squared away and get that thing running again. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Network for checking.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2RNZ. KC2WI.
All right, there's three more. Here's one we haven't heard in a while, N2PFM. George, good evening, what's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody on the net. It's a shame I did have to finally sign the papers for my mother to go to the nursing home. It's just impossible to lift her around or anything, and I couldn't get the care that come in that I need at least a nurse around the clock in the way I can afford it. So she's in the hospital in Lewis County ready for the nursing home. So I'm waiting a few days when the paperwork goes through and see what happens. So that's the sad news from this end. We got a temperature here of 43 degrees. Temperature range today was 40 to 50, and I'm still burning the wood stove very slowly. So that's what's going on here. God bless. 73's N2PFM clear.
Hi, George. Yeah, nobody likes to ask you that. We all know it. Good luck with that situation. It's never easy. And with any luck there, you won't be having to work to burn anything. I wouldn't go soon. It'll all just be warm, decent weather. You'll have to figure out how to use that solar power there to get an air conditioner running, if all goes well. All right. Thanks, George. K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. I can hear no hearing there for a second. What's going on tonight?
Okay, Jeff, I heard your call on me, and then I got the other repeater coming in that wiped out everything. But I know you can hear me okay. So, good evening to everybody. I guess I heard Kevin James from Only Out, and I'll say hi to him as well. And hello everybody on the side. We had a low of 41 this morning, high of 55 as the day went on. Right now it's 46. With a northwest wind that was really pretty chilly out there. So that's about it from down here. If we're done, talking on the other one, I can hear you when you come back. 7-3 small, KA2ZNZ.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. We hear you here loud and clear as usual. So, all right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Well, I got some things accomplished today. Not as much pure computer job stuff, but some. And I did spend yesterday better part of the day out in at Big Moose Lake at Dunn's Boat Service, getting their computers and network and stuff like that up to snuff. Well, we didn't get everything done, but reinstalling things and whatever there for the startup of their season. That was kind of it was a fun job for me, you know, kind of laid back. And the guy, Ken, Hinkley there is pretty cool, and you know, it was more like kind of playing around with stuff than you know, under the gun work. And breakdowns, but I got a lot of emails from hams in northern New York in the area, so kind of just say, hey, if you got a Facebook account, go to the, go, you know, go to the page, like it, pass it on. And it's pretty interesting. I made it this morning. I sent out, I don't think I sent out any emails. It was just notifications of people that, you know, I posted on my my personal page and stuff like that. By golly, I think there's something like 23 likes or something already. And, you know, I guess that's the power of social media. Like it or not, you got to use it. But it's, Facebook sure is frustrating trying to do anything because it is not really consistent and the documentation does not exist in any reliable form. It's unbelievable. Other than that, I guess I did some work on the HF and keeping going on that. And I just decided I'm going to order, I ordered a DV, what do they call it, DV, well, it's not the DV3000, it's the USB version. And that is a, Ambi 2 decoder chip, the proprietary chip that is used for D-Star and DMR and a lot of the digital modes.
KC2MB, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Oh, just a quick check-in for the count. We got 43 degrees up on the hill here, and about ready to call it a day.
All right, Ray, well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening up there, and I'm not getting that far behind you. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Not much to report in my day, just work. Work through the night, just about done. That's really about it. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency regular which you use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Dan, John, Bill, George, Jack, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. It's day 73. Is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
KC2NDU, good evening, no traffic.
This is WATU, good evening, Jack.
Okay. Very good. Very well. BU, Ray. WA2U, John. KC2WI. Hello, Pete. Thank you all for tuning in. Anyone else?
Evening, Jack. N5AOW.
N5AOW, hello Bob. Thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Anyone else? Any other stations for Octan?
This is Anti-WBX, good evening.
No
2 WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.